Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those big swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go.
Let's go.
On a Thursday evening, it is time for another Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. A very abbreviated edition of the program tonight. We'll take you for the next 20 minutes to about 6:30, and then that's when we make way for Thursday night football as the NFL week. It is getting underway this evening in the Thursday night matchup. Pretty good one. A battle of 2 7-win teams. The Washington Commanders on the road to take on the Philadelphia Eagles, and that game obviously has major implications when it comes to who wins that division. Right now, a two-team race in that division, and tonight is a big one. So our coverage at 6:30, and then Siteman Cancer Center game time is at 7:15 tonight. So we have just a little bit of time to talk with you. If you want to chime in on anything that we are discussing this evening, you can do so by texting into the program at 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. You can also tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air, if you've got any thoughts. Let's jump right in and talk a little bit about the St. Louis Blues. You know, it's been a very negative conversation on this show, on this station, pretty much. It's hard to find anybody saying anything good about the St. Louis Blues right now, and rightfully so. And I keep going back to this. I always try to be as fair as possible. That's something that I take some pride in. Look, their record is fine. Like, not that it's good, but the record does not worry me. They are 7-9-0, so they're a couple games under 500. For November 14th, they're fine. It has nothing to do with the record, which is why, about when it comes to the things that we are critical of, it has things to do with just about everything else, more about the way they are playing and some of the trends that we are seeing, the fact that they've lost 6 of their last 8, the fact that of those 6 losses, 2 of them have come by an 8-1 margin, the fact that they gave up a 2-0 third period lead and lost 3-2 in a really important game. Like, it's just all those other things that we are struggling with, that I'm struggling with, that I think a lot of people are struggling with when it comes to the Blues. They get out of St. Louis for a few days. Sometimes the best thing that can happen for a struggling team is to get on the road. Sometimes being on the road with your teammates either brings you together or pushes you apart. You hope for the former, that's for sure, that this 3-game trip, as they're going to spend the next few days out of town, can certainly help them out. They're going to play in Buffalo tonight. That game is going to have a puck drop in about 16, 17 minutes. 6:30 is when that is scheduled to get going. They'll play in Boston for a rematch of the Bruins coming up on Saturday afternoon, and then they've got a back-to-back. They'll play in Carolina on Sunday, and they'll be back home coming up next Tuesday. So they're not on the road that long. This is a tough road trip, just in the sense that it's 3 games in 4 days before they eventually find their way back to back here. So we will see how they do over these 3 games. I've talked about this. I kind of feel like I'm talking out of each side of my mouth, because I keep telling you that at this point, whatever Drew Bannister and players say, like, it doesn't really mean much to me, that they need to do, they not say, but do. That's where they're at for me. That being said, we will listen into a little bit of what Drew Bannister had to say. No surprise, they're changing up the lineup again. They're doing that on just about an every game basis. Anytime they don't play well, the next game there's a lineup change, and that's been a lot this year. So Kasperi Kapanen is going to be back into the lineup. He is going to replace Alexander Texier on the fourth line. So Texier is going to be a healthy scratch for the second time in the last three games. He was also a healthy scratch on Saturday. He'll be a healthy scratch again tonight. And then they are going to move Brandon Saad from the fourth line to the second line. The other night in the last game, they had Saad on that fourth line, but they'll put him back on the second line. He'll be on one wing with Braden Schenn centering him and Dylan Holloway. So the top line is going to be Pavel Buchnevich in the middle of Jordan Kyrou and Jake Neighbors. And then Matthew Joseph, he moves down. He moves on to that fourth line, and Oscar Sundquist is going to center Joseph along with Kapanen on that line as well. So let's listen into a little bit of what Drew Bannister did have to say today. First off, he did discuss why he is making another lineup change.
Again, you know, we lost a hockey game. We felt like we had to make changes, and, you know, Cappy's, you know, sat for a game, you know, coming off his injury. Thought he, you know, played well, but again, it was a game that we felt we needed to make changes, and we'll get him back in, and, you know, brings us a lot of speed. And, again, like, I think that fourth line is going to be real quick down on the wings for us.
You could almost hear it in his voice. He said again three times. That clip was like 25 seconds or something. And he said again three times, including his first. I think even he's getting frustrated with it at this point, that there's just this overwhelming need after they don't play well or they don't do what they want to do on any given night to make the lineup change. And there it is. Like, that's another case of us sort of hearing the same thing over and over. They don't play well, so they make a lineup change. Again, is what Bannister had to say. So we went through the what's happening. So Brandon Saad is moving up to the second line after one game there on the fourth line, and Matthew Joseph, he moves down to the fourth line. Bannister explained why the Saad and Joseph switch.
You know, I think Sauter is going to be a big part of our game here tonight, and you know, I think he's going to challenge himself in that line. Certainly, we're looking for more scoring 5-on-5, and I think Sauter brings that. You know, and so I expect him to have a big game for us. And I think with Maddie going down, I think Maddie and Cappy on the wings with Sonny, like, that's going to be an aggressive line, two wingers that can really skate and get in the forecheck. And Sonny, obviously, he's, you know, really smart defensively and makes good plays and in the right spots. So you know, both lines with the switches, it's going to be good for us here tonight.
Saad is still really trying to find it. He's played 13 games, 2 goals and 4 assists. When you break that down a little bit, he scored both of his goals in the same game. That was that Winnipeg game back in mid-October, and he scored both goals in what was a 3-2 loss, and he has not scored since then. He's a really important part of this team. He is scuffling. I hate to single him out because there are a lot of players scuffling, but Bannister was asked specifically about Saad and what it's going to take for him to get going.
The players now has the opportunity, and like I said, like I have a ton of belief in Sauter and what he does and what he can bring to the team. And when he's, you know, when he's on his game, he's a tough player to play against. And, you know, he can obviously scored some timely goals for us last year in the last 6 to 8 weeks when he was really going. And, you know, I expect him to be a good player here for us tonight. So, you know, get him in a position to have success. And now it's up to the player to take that opportunity and dictate his play.
Yeah, I kind of laughed about Bannister and the again. Well, you can kind of laugh at me because I'll say it again. I'll say, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Like, that's where I'm at with this team right now. We'll see if they can come away with a win. We'll see if they can put together a good effort on the ice. We'll see if they can find some level of consistency from a game-in, game-out standpoint where we actually know who this team is. And that's what we're waiting on. I mean, mentioned the fact that this team has lost 6 of 8, so they've lost 6 of 9 if you want to go back one more game beyond that. So 3 wins in their last 9 games would be the better way to say that. And of the 3 wins they have in their last 9 games, 2 of them have come against Toronto, where they were playing against their former coach. And they have success against Toronto. They had a good win in there against Tampa Bay as well. But outside of that, they've just not found a way to win games. And they're coming off of their last three losses, Utah, Washington, and Boston, they did not play well against Utah and Washington, and then they did not play well in the third period against Boston. So there's not – sometimes you lose games, but you're at least comfortable with the effort that was given. I don't think you could describe that on any of the three. You were probably comfortable with the effort given in the first two periods against Boston, but they did not follow that up with a good final period. And that brings us to where we're at tonight. And again, we'll see. Blues are going to have their puck drop in Buffalo. In about 11 minutes, 6:30 is when that game is going to get going. All right, we'll take a break, and when we return, we will get into our final segment of the show tonight. Again, we are wrapping things up a little bit early this evening as we get you all set for NFL football. It's Thursday Night Football, the Commanders and the Eagles. Wanted to talk through something that we learned today in terms of the Tampa Bay Rays and where they're going to be playing this upcoming season and what that actually means for Major League Baseball, because it's not a great situation. I'll explain all of that coming up in just a moment. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Just a few minutes left in this edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. We are done at 6:30 as we'll get out of here and hand things off to Westwood One Sports for Thursday Night Football. Week number 11 of the NFL season kicking off tonight. Really good game. Commanders and Eagles, a matchup of 2 7-win teams. Siteman Cancer Center game time 7:15. That means our coverage is going to begin, as mentioned, in about 6 minutes at 6:30 right here on KMOX. Major League Baseball and the Tampa Bay Rays today announced that this upcoming season, the Rays are going to play at Steinbrenner Field. That is the spring training home of the New York Yankees. And this is after Hurricane Milton tore the roof off of Tropicana Field. So we knew that the Rays were not going to be able to play the season in their normal home in St. Petersburg. We also know that it's going to take upwards of $60 million to fix said ballpark. And we know that they've got a new ballpark being built that's going to be ready for 2028. So the Rays and the city of St. Petersburg, Florida, who owns Tropicana Field, need to figure out whether or not they want to spend $60 million so a team can play 2 years, that'd be 2026 and 2027, at Tropicana Field before moving to the new their new home, or if they're just going to figure something out for the next 3 years. They chose to go play at Steinbrenner Field, which, by the way, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny that a rival of the Yankees are going to be playing at a ballpark named for the Yankees ownership. And I'm sure the other kind of funny thing about this is the Yankees are going to still have their spring training there. The Rays will still have their spring training in Port Charlotte, Florida. And then the Rays are going to pay the Yankees for the use of their ballpark for the year. So the Rays will then move in. And the minor league team that generally plays during the summer at that ballpark is going to go play other places in the area. So, like with the A's this upcoming season in Sacramento, the A's are going to share the field or share the ballpark with the Sacramento River Cats, the AAA team there, and they're just going to have to kind of work around each other. That's not going to happen here. This will be exclusively the Rays' home for the year. It is an 11,000-seat stadium, which actually, I'm not trying to take a shot at the Rays, but we all know they don't exactly draw a lot of folks. 11,000 on many nights isn't the worst thing in the world. Here's where it could get a little bit interesting. And this is true for the A's situation in Sacramento, but bluntly, I don't expect the A's to be a playoff team this year, so I haven't talked about this very much. I will talk about this when it comes to the Rays, because we know the Rays are a good baseball team, and they have a legit chance of certainly being a playoff team. The way that players get paid in the postseason, their playoff shares are very much connected to revenue as a result of attendance. And that, you know, when it was mentioned when the A's went into Sacramento, well, if they're in the playoffs, they might look for somewhere else to play in the playoffs because they're going to be limited on how many people can get in there, and that's going to limit the players' ability to make money. Again, it was the A's, so we kind of put that off to the side because it would be a shock for the A's to be a playoff team this upcoming season. But it's not a shock for the Rays. What happens? And at the end of the day, you want to win games and you want to have deep playoff runs and you want your fans to be able to support you. But also, we'd be naive not to understand the idea that players want to get paid and they want to make money and this is their livelihood and they have a very short window of time of where they get to play baseball. And, you know, some of these guys who might be on the roster at that point, it might be their only major league opportunity in their career. And a playoff share is worth a fair amount of money. Are they going to want to play playoff games at Steinbrenner Field where they're capping the attendance at 11,000 people? And that's going to have a result on how much money the players get paid? I don't know. Like, that's a long way down the road, and maybe there are some contingencies that are going to be built in. I'm sure the Players Association is going to get involved in this as well. But I think it's much more of a story now that the Rays are going to be playing in minor league ballpark. And just I understand. You can't control a hurricane. I understand that. And that's the situation they're in Florida. You can control what happened in Oakland. You did that yourself. But it's not a great look for Major League Baseball. As great of a place as baseball is right now, it's not a great look for Major League Baseball when two of your teams are playing in minor league ballparks, and that's where they're at this point in time. All right, that's it. We have just a very quick show tonight. I'll be back with you for a full 2 hours tomorrow to wrap up the week. Thursday night football, the Commanders and the Eagles. They are on the way next as we've got Thursday night football from Westwood One Sports. Next, right here on KMOX.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,